welcome back. Fareed, we're trying to talk about cardiovascular. Care of your endothelium, care of your blood vessels, care of your perfusion. A lot of people aren't aware that actually the first published heart attack was basically about a century ago. Did you know that? Since we've introduced toxic food, margarine, which was introduced in the 1920s, the initial study was done at McGill University in Quebec, Canada, where they're using margarine and they had pigs and they showed that the actual margarine, they tried to say was actually good for the health of the pigs. They actually did later studies, which were repeated back in the 1990s, and showed that margarine or hydrogenated vegetable oil will actually increase vascular disease and kill you. The reason is it creates trans fats. Trans fats are eaten by the macrophages, which means in Latin, big eater cell. And when they die, they form foam cells that generate what's called on their cell surface soluble ICAM 1 and 2, and they cause platelet and fibrin degradation to occur in layers that calcifies eventually, and you get a calcific plaque that can rupture and create a thrombus that shoots down the artery, or an embolus that shoots down the artery, or a thrombus that actually just clots it all off. So we know what causes heart disease. When I talk to doctors, and it's funny when you go talk to a doctor, and you're a doctor yourself, and you're a biochemist like I am, and I've been doing research in this area for like more than a third of a century now. It's soon approaching half a century. It's embarrassing for them when you start asking questions that they have no damn way of answering you logically as to what they're doing. And what I'm talking about cardiologists. If you ask the average cardiologist if they've ever done lipid electrophoresis on their patients, what percentage do you think of cardiologists have done lipid electrophoresis on their patients that have heart disease?
I'm guessing zero.
Zero. Yeah, I work with the one cardiologist in America that was doing work on lipid electrophoresis. He used to be at the University of San Francisco, went also to Cornell University in New York City, and he had the first machine zone called a rheologic blood viscometer. And I had one in my office in Denver, so I'd actually see patients that were referred by hematologists and cardiologists looking at blood viscosity, because the best marker to determine if you're going to end up with a clot is oxidative stress in your artery walls and hyperviscous blood, which goes directly hand in hand. And of course, if you don't protect your endothelium from endothelial cell wall damage, the best, by the way, plaque, thing to plug the damaged endothelial walls, guess what? Cholesterol. So when you give cholesterol-lowering drugs, you actually increase the damage to the endothelium of the wall. What you need to do is give antioxidants like our Omega Supreme Krill, but you need to do things that will protect the artery wall, like Cardiovasc. And Cardiovasc is very unique. There's a bunch of knockoff formulas. For God's sake, don't take them. When you hear them advertised anywhere, for God's sake, do not take them. They'll say they invented it. They're lying through their teeth. The Cardiovasc is very unique. It does a number of things. Firstly, it prevents plaque from forming. It prevents plaque from calcifying. It protects the endothelial wall from oxidative stress from peroxynitrate and hydroperoxy radical. It stops vasospasm. If you actually do a Holter monitor on someone that has hypertension, one-third of males over age 30, we're not talking about 60, but 30, with even moderate hypertension, have vasospasm of major coronary arteries. And you can actually see STT wave changes on their Holter and say, oh my God, these guys that got STT wave changes, they can have it during sex, during sleep, during a vigorous dream, someone's upsetting them in a business meeting. All kinds of times, and a lot of times they're not even aware that their arteries are going and squeezing down. Now, of course, when that happens, those same areas are the ones that are going to calcify. They're the same areas where you're going to get an unstable plaque that's going to rupture and form an embolus or a thrombus. When people say, if I talk to a cardiologist, what causes heart disease, I recall my conversation with Dr. Roger Damley, a cardiologist with 8 years training in Mayo. After he finished his cardiology residency, and after I did a data dump, which I do regularly on my show, because I consult with doctors and patients every day around the world. Now, when people want to match wits with me, it's ugly, because I don't try to lord it over people. I try to, when I don't know something, I'll keep on asking questions. I ask enough questions that I do what's called a Vulcan mind meld. In other words, I'll get to know what you know precisely or what you think you know, and then I'll ask questions to find the boundaries of your knowledge base and the logic by which you base it to see if you're still playing with mental blocks. Now, that's not pleasant to deal with someone like me because I'm not an average person, okay? And I'm not doing that to boast. I'm saying I questioned when I had my father die at 67 at ideal weight because he was exposed to toxins after climbing up his radio tower because he's a ham radio operator after he's retired. But he worked in nuclear plants, pulp and paper mills, heavy water plants, gas plants and so on. He got exposed to a lot of toxins. His parents and his relatives all lived in their late 80s or into their 90s. Really old lived. He only lived to be 67. He had a massive heart attack, ruptured a hole across his heart, had heart surgery between the ventricles, and he died 3 days later. He was a tough dude, man. He was a tough dude. I mean, he was 5'7", and when he was younger, he could literally run and jump over a 6 or 7 foot fence forward. I mean, he was a tough dude. He could climb up with his hands on a tower, with his hands alone in the middle of a snowstorm. He was a tough dude. So when he died, I knew that I was going to find the cause of heart disease. Just like when my grandfather would say, I want you to go into medicine and find the cause of diabetes, which I did 5 years before Dr. Ravens, and I got persecuted for it. Now, Dr. Damley's comment was, you're going to ruin our business, aren't you? And he has his pupils got small as a pinpoint, and he got pale. All of the blood was driven out of that cardiologist's face. Now, the reason why? Because we know what causes heart disease. And by the way, the solution isn't all the cardiac drugs. There are some that are okay. If you take diuretics, you better be damn careful you take minerals to replace them. If you take ACE inhibitors, you have to understand an ACE inhibitor can drive your potassium through the ceiling. And it can also increase the slow reactive substance of anaphylaxis and bradykinin, so you can get a capita and cough. And if you take an ACE receptor blocker, you can get cramps in your legs and back, and you can get... there was even some research to suggest ARBs can increase cancer rates. And they haven't fully settled it yet, but they think there may be increasing inflammation in the body caused by ACE receptor blocker. Now when you look at drugs that are really dangerous, HMG core reductase inhibitors, Zocor, Lipitor, Crestor. We had Dr. Graveline, who's a NASA doctor. NASA doctor, this is a top doctor for NASA, on our show after he recovered his brain, because 3 months into taking his Zocor, he couldn't recognize his wife. He got transient global amnesia. Now, when you take our drugs, which include our nutraceuticals, Nutramids, I call it, you're going to do the opposite. You're going to perfuse your brain better, so you're going to think better. You're not going to strip off the lining of your endothelium. You're not going to interfere with CoQ10, which, by the way, when you take HMG core reductase inhibitor, they tell you, oh, well, you should take a CoQ10. Of course, they don't tell you that all the CoQ10s marketed out there are garbage, because within a month they'll crystallize and polymerize, and within a month they have only 5% of their biological activity. Ours is the only one on the market that doesn't crystallize, CoQ10 Supreme. And our CoQ10 Ubiquinol is the best available. But if you don't protect your endothelium with cardiovasc, if you don't stop vasospasm, if you don't stop calcification of the artery walls, if you don't stop oxidative stress, you're going to develop vascular disease, and believe me, it'll take you out. And we've now discovered that hypoxia and acidosis are pretty well tied in every illness. It doesn't matter if it's autoimmunity or cancer, there's always a component of hypoxia and lack of perfusion. And even the aging process, I'm writing an article which I'm presenting in December at Las Vegas called The Song of DNA, that explains how biophotons dance with the controller proteins around DNA that unveil and close down genes. In other words, song has a beginning, middle, and end. And the end of the song is it's shutting down your genes and your ion transfer and your biophotons to activate genes to literally turn you off. Now, if you take care of yourself, that turn-off process is delayed. Because you're perfusing your brain, your heart, your kidneys, your liver, and they won't pack it in. So if you're diabetic and you're taking cardiovascular, you're probably going to not spill microalbumin and lose your kidney function. You're probably going to continue perfusing your brain, so you're not going to become demented and have inflammatory changes in your brain and get neurofibrillar tangles. You're probably not going to notice that your skin is getting so weak and poor that you bump into a door jamb at 70 and it tears. You're probably going to notice that you heal quicker and recover faster from sports activity like weekend warrior, things like going golfing or a long walk. That's what's needed about cardiovascular, because people should realize that it has a whole range of functions that aren't directly, you don't necessarily directly connect them to perfusion, like healing faster from a joint injury or a sunburn, or healing quicker from an infection, you know, better immunity, or your brain works better so you can remember things. But we have people that tell us that. They start taking cardiovascular and they say, everything works better. Even all my other supplements I take are working better. You hear that story too about, right?
Done.
Right, so in other words, we hear these stories all the time. People take, we tell them, start cardiovascular. And a lot of the times, if we have someone who's wandered away or they've gone elsewhere, and they're taking some garbage formula that somebody has a knockoff or some other thing they say is so whiz-bang wonderful, I tell them there's several ways of testing to see if your formula is working. And they're concrete now, so it's not open to dispute. You can do an endopath, okay, an endothelix test, or a which measures the blood flow, or you can do a test for measuring the blood, the temperature in your fingertips after you compress your arteries. Those tests are available, called a Vendus test or the endothelix test. You can now measure levels of nitric oxide with the Berkeley test strips in the back of your tongue. You can do a Holter monitor if you want to. You can do a high-speed CT scan to see if you have calcium scores. Those areas where there's calcium scores have been vasospasm, unopposed magnesium, with calcium causing inflammatory spasm of the artery, and where it spasms is where it calcifies, often the bifurcation of blood vessels like the connection between the anterior descending and the circumflex arteries in your heart, for example. So, we now know what causes it. There's no excuse, in other words, and the solution to it is the right diet, which is pretty easy. You want omega fatty acids, and you want things that are non-inflammatory, so you stay away from trans fats and vegetable oils that are heated and that kind of stuff. And you stay away from pro-inflammatory fatty acids like omega-6, or balance it with lots of omega-3. So I take at least two omega supreme krill in the morning, but I take my Cardiovasc. In fact, some days I'll feel like I need to take more. So I have Cardiovasc liquid on my counter, on my desk here, which I'll put in my drink, but I also take the capsules. I'll take two or three capsules three times a day. And my arteries are happy. You know, when I've gone through and had my doctors check me, they say, we can't explain it. You should be unwell, but you're not. That's because I take a ton of Dr. Bill's NutriMeds and Cardiovasc because we're at the top of the list. You hear these stories, also, I'm sure, all the time, Fareed.
Yeah, different variations on absolute lamps.
Variations, and in those variations you hear people say, hey, I had a heart attack, but I went back to my cardiologist, and I don't need stents or bypass now, or I had a blocked artery in my leg, and he was going to do a graft. He went back and did a NEVA arterial ultrasound and say, hey, I can't believe it, but your arteries are clear. Whatever you're doing, keep doing it. What's amazing to me, which is actually a little disgusting, is the doctor says, whatever you're doing, keep doing it, but don't tell me what it is because I can't deal with the guilt, if he was honest with you, the guilt or the repercussions of telling my colleagues I'm now recommending a nutraceutical along with drugs or in place of drugs to make sure people's cardiovascular status doesn't deteriorate. That's disturbing, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
But it's true. Now, and you can do it, for example, when people say, I want to do a lipid electrophoresis, the heart, you know what the worst fraction is that causes heart disease? It's not VLDL cholesterol. It's small particle HDL. But does your doctor know how to measure that? You can't do it unless you do a lipid electrophoresis. You can't. Do they measure markers of oxidative stress in the artery wall, like peroxynitrate or 8-hydroxy-2-problem-deoxyguanosine or oxidized fatty acids called T-bars? I bet they can't even pronounce it, let alone know what it is or how to test it. How many doctors do a high-speed CT scan when they have a patient that's at risk of heart disease? Because it's 12 to 14% more people will be picked up even than a pharmacological or stress EKG. Not good, is it?
Nope.
If your arteries are calcifying, it's meaning they're spasming, and it's because the endothelium is on fire. It's on fire for three reasons. One, you're not taking cardiovascular. Number two, you're not taking magnesium. Number three, you're not taking antioxidants to stop the oxidative stress like Nutritrala, cell detox, glutathione, and super antioxidants like omega supreme krill, things that protect the endothelium like ellagic acid and vanaway, which is diosmin of the 4 nanomolar particle size. Now, the primary thing you need is cardiovascular. And when we look at the things that are going to kill you, heart disease, vascular disease, kills more people than the next five major causes of death, including cancer. It's amazing how fast. And by the way, half of them of women who get heart disease, their first symptom is death. A third of males, their first symptom is death. So if you're a female, don't be smug about it. In fact, it's sneakier and kills you faster if you're female than if you're male. Maybe a few years later, but it'll kill you anyway. Amazing, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And if people don't know these stats, they think, oh, my doctor knows better. No, your doctor doesn't. In fact, they continue to give Eliquis and Xarelto until the lawyers, who also are MDs and JDs, sue their pants off and start to shut down these drug companies, but only after they got like 250,000 case fatalities where the poor patients have either had a major bleed or they've died as a result of these god-awful drugs. Now, if you want to reduce blood viscosity, the first thing you do is reduce oxidative stress with cardiovascular. Then you add things like nattokinase, magnesium glycinate. You start taking things like Gamma E+, Neutrogel and Cell Detox Glutathione, and things to protect your and heal your very well, like Cell Defense Plus, which is our special new form of curcumin. And you can measure the markers. People say, well, you can't measure that. I said, you're talking to Diego, man. Are you crazy? How long have you been crazy? I can tell you exactly what conventional advanced imaging tests, lipid electrophoresis, and other tests of oxygen markers that can prove to you. These are things like, you know, Holter monitoring, high-speed CT scans, endopath or endothelix tests, looking at the vasoactivity and the release of nitric oxide, Berkeley test strips in the back of your tongue. Come on, you know? And by the way, when I consult doctors, it's amazing how ignorant they are. It's disgusting, actually, because they haven't cracked a journal, many of them, in years. Or if they start doing things that their colleagues will be upset about because they have higher success rates, they're going to get persecuted. Oh, my, they might lose. Do you know that doctors are losing hospital privileges because they believe that candida might be a cause of bowel problems years ago? Do you know that doctors for years were losing their privileges because they put it in the questionnaire of doctors, do you believe candida might be a problem for recurring bowel problems? And if they said yes, they weren't getting hospital privileges. Did you know that?
Wow.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. A lot of questions that you think you've got to be kidding. Now, whoever made these questions lists up scored very high in what's called the arrogant and ignorant score. Arrogant and ignorant. You know, it's a bad combination. You know, I admit I'm just learning, but when you know a thousandth of what I know, and you still are arrogant, that's dangerous. Especially if you've got a scalpel in your hand, or you're doing cardiac casts, or you're doing inappropriate drugs on a patient that's going to screw them up or kill them. And the problem is, you see, I'm like half a lawyer. I got three legal cases I'm dealing with right now. You do not want to be on the other side, and I either give a legal report or end up in the docket giving a deposition. It's ugly. In fact, you might make good television, reality TV, to see Deagle in the docket. Because you can just imagine how fast I think and I memorize the medical records, even if it's a foot thick and tab it. You can just imagine when I use the most powerful thing in a court called quote marks, how the other side are cringing and having a medical legal seizure. Well, Dr. Deagle is not nice. Nice means I'm going to lie to you so that you believe garbage. But I love you out there and I'm going to tell you the truth, and you have to understand, if you think you know more than me and you're a cardiologist or an internist or a chiropractor or a naturopath or a toxicologist or a nuclear scientist or whatever, match wits, please. I beg you. Come into my cage, says Spider-Man. And it's not to be arrogant. It's to say, if you think you can match me, God help you. Now, why am I so driven? Because that's my personality type. I got recruited to go into nuclear physics from grade 11 because I taught myself quantum mechanics. I was recruited to go into special, you know, we call tier one science at UCLA back in 1977 to work with Dr. Tortelot on the World MS Tissue Repository and the DARPA project for super soldiers. And I turned it down and said, you guys are nuts. I wanted to work on multiple sclerosis. I do not want to work on turning people into cyborgs. Now, with those skill sets and the fact I had presidential level clearance, I can tell you in my photographic memory, you need to know out there, if I researched the topic of nutraceuticals or I know what drugs are safe and which ones aren't, and there are some safe drugs, temporarily, but only 20% of the time drugs are appropriate. Most of the time, nutraceuticals, diet, lifestyle, and technology, all the way from hyperbaric oxygen to scalar biophysics and other things, that's what you need. And CardioVasc is up at the tippy top to protect your blood vessels. Get it today.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-317. 5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritional meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
People love to shop. What if you could shop and it was actually good for you? What if you could actually purchase items that bettered your life? What goes into your body is important to what quality of life you have. How about shopping for items that better your health? GetTheTea.com is that shopping place. We're not only tea, even though that's our number one seller, we are about helping your health. There's colostrum LD for those of you with autoimmune troubles. The product helps your stomach get on track. GI problems produce pain. Get relief with colostrum LD. How about some fat burners or maybe some joint aid or a power cleanse? There's so much to tell you with very little time. So get help health-wise at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call our friendly operators at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Get help and relief by going shopping. Shop at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Serving people with great products for over 8 years. GetTheTea.com.
Welcome back. Now, I'm going to ask a couple questions here. These are tough questions. Do you think that when I went to medical school back in 1973 now, that there was mature onset diabetes of the younger? We saw the cardiology of blocked arteries in young people in their teens. Do you think we ever saw that? Answer is no. Do you think the average age of most heart attacks in people was usually in their 60s? It wasn't in their 30s or 40s or 20s. I remember when I was walking in many years ago, and I was looking at going from one job to another, from occupational medicine, and I was looking at a job at the Kaiser facility in Denver, and they had a protocol there that, you know, that you had to be a certain age, that if you called into their emergency center and you had Kaiser insurance, they'd send an ambulance out and grab you and take you to the hospital. Well, they had a 26-year-old male who called in, who was obviously previously hypertensive and was in the system. But he said, I'm having crushing chest pain, and I'm going to try to drive myself to the Kaiser Facility Hospital. And they didn't believe him, so he tried to drive, and he actually wrapped his front of his car around a tree as he had his terminal heart attack, and he died. Do you know how old he was? 26. Wow. I was in the actual phone center when this damn thing happened. He convinced me, like, uh-oh. They're using protocols rather than common sense and realizing that disease is now moving back into younger age groups we never saw before. We never saw when I went to medical school MODI, which is mature onset diabetes of the young. What percentage of people do you think are getting vascular disease that don't recognize it as a cause of their dementia or the renal failure? Their peripheral neuropathy is tied to vascular insufficiency of the vasor nervorum, of their blood vessels supplying the nerves. What percentage of people are aware, and the doctors are like wondering in a gerbil cage trying to make enough money to keep their office open, because, of course, they keep cutting back Medicare relative payments to the cost of running a practice, and the crazy malpractice costs of the lawyers can have bigger boats and bigger homes. The old three-quarters of all lawsuits are frivolous. They have no basis in common sense or logic or evidence against doctors. And the one-quarter that do, they should have picked up that the problem was a practice problem or a informational problem or a procedure problem, where they should have had continuing education and brought them up to speed, because they could have identified it. long before there's a body count. So, yeah, I'm disturbed. I've been in practice now, and now retired. And in fact, I know probably 100 times more than when I retired 12 years ago, which is disturbing. Now I have a lot more time to research, study. I got, you know, my studio is like a laboratory, but I'm working with doctors all over the world, and I get them equipment, I get feedback, I do consultations with people from Santiago, Chile, to South Africa, to Malaysia, whatever. And as I do consults with patients and doctors, I'm more and more disturbed that the system is not by a large margin getting better. It's getting better by tiny, what I call millimeters. And the reason is there's inertia. If you change the system, the financial side of it will kill practices and drive doctors out of business. So they're not interested in providing nutraceuticals that are going to literally make it unessential for you to go to see a cardiologist. If you go to factory medicine like Kaiser here, or like I have in California, they try to drive you crazy telling you to come back to their office when I simply can measure my own blood pressure and check myself and make sure that my nutraceuticals and the minimum amount of meds I take, which is very minimal, are doing fine to take care of my own health issues. Why do I want to go in to see these guys? Especially when they don't even know how to interpret the tests, especially more advanced tests that I can order myself and go to a LabCorp or Quest and get them done, that they don't even have the faintest idea even how to interpret them. So you have to understand out there, if you contact me by email, I'm going to give you a starter protocol free. If you give me a more complex case, one that requires me to have you fill out the full form, I'm going to ask you to do a consult. And by the way, this applies to doctors as well, patients. You don't get special deals because you're a physician. If you call me and want me to help you medically, you got to realize I'll show you respect by teaching you on a level that's a little higher than the average public. But you have to realize you probably don't have the experience set or the knowledge base. So I have to teach you, and I also have to teach you that you have to give me all of the data. Don't just try to come up with a pat answer thinking you come up with a diagnosis, because most people don't have the faintest idea about the pathophysiology of the living pathology of disease. They don't realize it takes years for you to end up with a heart problem, right? So thank you for Reed. We will be back again next week on Tuesday, and we'll see you then.
All right, thanks a lot, Dr. Bill.
Send me a little video clip. We got to keep on pounding away at people that they think they know and they don't know. And I realized before, I used to apologize to them, now I don't. I shove it in their face and I say, you don't know, and I do, and I'm going to teach you. And if you listen quietly, I will teach you. I'll show you a test to prove to you that I can make you better.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Foodforliberty.com sells high-quality, storable foods from Numana. And right now, take advantage of our summer special. Purchase 2 family packs and we'll send you a Pro Pure Water Pitcher, a $70 value, free. This premium pitcher is ideal for use with just about any water source and removes more contaminants than other brands. And it comes with a filter that lasts up to 2 full years. Whether you need to be prepared in the event of an emergency, you're an outdoor sports enthusiast, taste. New Manna is known for high-quality, great-tasting, GMO-free, super nutritious food with no chemical preservatives. And with a 25-year shelf life, you can't beat the feeling of being food secure when you need it most. Go to foodforliberty.com right now for great-tasting, high-quality, storable foods from New Manna. Buy two family packs and get the Pro Pure Water Pitcher free. It makes good sense to be prepared. Get it at foodforliberty.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Poor water quality is a major health issue, and it's only getting worse. Municipalities can't keep up. Standards have dropped, and pollutants are increasing. Where does it all end? It ends by keeping the pollutants outside of your home with HydroCare's advanced systems available at Wave Home Solutions. No less than the best purification materials and processes have been developed by HydroCare to provide you with healthy, clean water for drinking, cooking, and showering. HydroCare far surpasses the competition in removing chlorine, odors, iron, lead, chemicals, limescale, and much more. Don't settle for less when it comes to your water. We'll take care of the toughest water problems for you, whether it's from a city or well source. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 888-997-WAVE. That's 888-997-WAVE. Or go to bestwater123.com. That's bestwater123.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
To your ignorance and also your bad water. We were talking about a question I had from a gentleman from Australia the other day. And this question comes up periodically where people say, well, I can get a distilled water system, or I can get an alkalinizing system, or I can get a system from Culligan or whatever. I'm thinking, God, man, why do I have all these non-water, non-environmental experts pontificating about things they have no business doing? And, you know, here's the things that are in your bottled water in France and elsewhere. You know, tamoxifen, which is an anti-estrogen receptor thing we give to women, they have got breast cancer. Or cardiac drugs or doping agents for making microchips. Or distillates like JPA jet fuel, so when they fly over and they have to dump the tanks, guess what? That ends up in hydrological cycle. And interestingly, distillation does not get rid of it. Is that bizarre or what? In other words, if it volatilizes faster than the steam is created by when you heat water up, it's actually going to show up on the other side in the distillate. Now, it may not taste bad, because there's a little bit of JPA jet fuel, but if you have hundreds or thousands of parts per million or billion of different molecules, it's not good for your cells, because, and I'm writing a paper that I'm going to present in December in Las Vegas, it's called The Song of DNA. Now, your DNA hears the music of biophotonic frequencies, and if they're jammed up with toxins, heavy metals, and mineral deficiency and nutrient deficiency, you can't play the music of the song of your DNA, which means you can't be healthy. So if you're drinking bad water, why do you expect to not get cancer, heart disease, dementia, and other problems? Why? You know, what's the logic in this? You know, I guess people say, well, why are you smart, Deagle? I said, well, I'm smart not because I'm biologically different. I think I've got to have a character defect where I don't have the capacity to play with mental blocks. If someone says something or I'm told something, it doesn't make sense with everything else I know is true. I keep trying to reevaluate, like, you know, like a computer with one of these do loops that goes round and round in circles. Like, oh my God, I got to figure this out. And I'll do it day and night, even during my sleep, until I figure, oh, that's why. And I realize that it was a lie, or this is the lack of logic. Now, when I got exposed to your system many years ago, I was using a previous system. It was a really good, you know, solid charcoal system, and it took away the bad taste, but it didn't get rid of all the garbage. And now your system is a linear charcoal system, the best RO membrane, and an ion exchange resin, and then it rescrubs it with 9 to 18 parts per million calcium magnesium. So it's lab-grade water that's now alkalinized. And I beg people, do not put hydrogen in your water, do not alkalinize your water, and do not think that if you get a distillation system, you're going to be good. Not only are you going to spend a fortune on power to make it, but it's not going to be clean of these volatilizing materials, including chemicals and things like GPA jet fuel that are going to show up on the other side of the distillate.
Dr. Bill, I've been around this gig now since 1984, the water right. business, and of course I watch things come and go, and the one about the bottled water, of course, is an important one. Is that, you know, this just showed up in France on these ten different brands of bottled water in France. And, you know, they all had some kind of atrazine, they had pesticides, they had, like you said, the tamoxifen, which is breast cancer drugs. You know, this stuff shows up in the water, and pretty much whenever some outfit decides, hey, some environmental group or something decides, hey, let's go test our water to see if it's got XYZ in it. And they test, and lo and behold, it's got XYZ. It's got all the other letters of the alphabet in it, too. Now, when it shows up there, it shows up typically in relatively tiny traces. But we have no good science at all that tells us what happens physiologically when you mix the whole letters of the alphabet. We know that with 26 letters in the alphabet, we've got the entire dictionary of words that we can make. So what do you think all the different combinations of weird-ass chemicals that can be created when these things join up inside your body and start messing around with the metabolic process in your body?
Well, you know, there is a new diagnostic method that actually can identify what it does. And I have it sitting right on my desk. I'm looking at it right now. It's the Metapathian machine, which is the Chinese version of the Metatron developed by the Russian Space Agency.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks at bioresonant pathways in the body with every organ, tissue, right down to your individual chromosomes and DNA and biomolecules. And it has a thing called a hunter function. It can actually hunt and find illness. And I can log on to someone who has one of these machines. I can log on to it in TeamViewer 11 and look into their body, their cells, their toxins, live. I can also check bioresonance in the testing cup to see if what they're taking is actually toxic to their body and causing a negative effect, like water that's got toxins in it, or it's positive, like it has harmonic resonance that's coherent with the body that's going to create a positive effect either pharmacologically or nutritionally, mainly nutritional, because pharmacological things are always foreign to the body.
Yeah, this is evolution of the original Vega Metatest and these products that were developed by Vohl and Schimmel back in Germany.
This is way, way beyond Vohl. This actually has the capacity to do organ sections. So it can tell you, for example, if you have a multicentric astroglioma in the right anterior temporal lobe, it'll show you anatomically where it's located. It tells you where
over Vohl and Schimmel.
Yeah, it'll even tell you which chromosome's involved and in which biomolecule, and shows you, and it actually gives you a mathematical prediction of effectiveness of different nutraceuticals or negative effects of toxins. Like if you take your water and put a little container in this, it'll tell you whether or not, oh, that's bad, because it's bioresonant with basically blocking metabolic pathways, turning off genes called gene silencing. And remember, aging, and I want people to understand this. I'm the first to actually present this theory because I checked with the Academy of Anti-Aging Medicine. I'll be presenting this December. Think of this theory. Doesn't this make sense? It's elegant, but it's also very simple, which usually means it's probably provable. Think of a song, and when you're a baby and a fetus in utero, and you're a little egg, and you become a little fetus, a little one, and you have an umbilical cord, you're what we call stage one. And then you're born, and in stage two, you're a child, and you grow up to be an adolescent, and you're an adult, and you're now full size. That's stage two. And stage three is you're a maturing adult, and you're developing all of your things to your peak. And stage four is you develop what we call senescence. The body starts to actually shut down genes. That's actually a song. Think of it as different parts of the song where the end of the song says, shut down zinc, metallo enzyme, shut down selenium ion transport, shut down enzyme XYZ, da da. Now, if you've got nutritional deficiencies, you've got toxins, and you've got toxic water, and you have metabolic deficiencies of different nutrients that you need, and you can't necessarily bioconvert it because your body doesn't have those genes, you speed up that song, and you speed up, and you get what we call premature aging and death. Now, human beings, if we replay the part of the song where you're a mature human, there really is no reason why you couldn't live forever. Unless you die of an asteroid or a comet or a gamma burst in space, right? Or an alien invasion. Hit by a blaster ray from somebody from a distant galaxy. Okay. Now, the fact is, and I'm trying to use a little humor here, if aging is a song and you screw it up with toxins and mineral deficiency and lack of nutrients, and scalar biophysics of things like smart meters and Wi-Fi networks and so on that have non-linear, non-thermal effects in your cells. And people say, well, that's not true, doctor. You can't prove that. I said, look, I worked with companies that were developing DARPA projects 20 years ago that were creating collimated terahertz beams, which is the same frequency they use for these scanner machines in the airports to find out if you're carrying a metallic object on you when you go in an airliner, including nail clippers, which is pretty stupid. You're going to take an airline. I have nail clippers in my hand. I want this aircraft. Sure. Anyway, the point is that people have to understand that when you're drinking toxic water, you're taking days, weeks, months, and years off your life. You're lowering your IQ. You're lowering your fertility. You're getting more deformed sperm. You're damaging eggs. You're causing hormone endocrine disruptors. A lot of these endocrine disruptors in the water, like you mentioned, people taking tamoxifen, like, oh, yeah, I'm getting clean water, and they're drinking their water in the cafes and in France, and they're having little lattes and so on. They don't understand when you're buying a Starbucks, if that's not filtered water, you're probably drinking biotoxins, especially in places that have toilet tap water like Arizona or Orange County, California, where if they put it over a little brook and they pump it uphill 8 miles and then go plop, plop, plop over the little rocks and the sunlight plays with it for a while, all of a sudden you say, yeah, the doping agents, the birth control pill, the cardiac drugs, the radio toxins from Fukushima, all that's gone. Prestidigitation. It's almost like magic, you know, like one of the magic shows in Vegas. No, that's a knot. Now, they'll play mentally games with you to say they put it through their RO membranes, they pumped it up the hill 8 or 10 miles, let it flow back down toward Orange County. You know what? It's called lying. Unless you filter all that crap out of it at the point of use, you can't guarantee that water is not just potable, which is a legal term, but drinkable and biologically equivalent to clean water that's going to promote healthy living. And, you know, there's nothing worse than biotoxins that block metabolic pathways. Nothing worse than taking things that tens of thousands of molecules at parts per million or billion, that the combination is not linear, it's a non-linear effect. In other words, they amplify each other by exponentials. I mean, if you could work out an equation of all these toxins, toxin X1 multiplied to the power of, M234X plus toxin X2, and you had worked out an equation, it would be accurate if you could do it. Right, theoretically, which would be really hard. You have to have supercomputers. If you could actually work it out, you say, oh my God, if I have 50 toxins at parts per million or a billion, this is equivalent to 1 quadrillion times more toxic than just one of these guys that, you know, a solid block of it I'm going to eat. And they should realize that. People should realize, like, oh, I wonder why grandma's demented now, or I'm having prostate cancer, or my wife's got breast cancer. How did she get that? You know, the Breast Awareness Month, what is it, October? I think the Breast Cancer Awareness Month, it's right usually in the middle of the football season. Everybody wears the, you know, the pink laces and pink shoes and pink jerseys and hats and whatever, gear. And the fact is, how about Water Awareness Month? Why don't we have a Water Awareness Month up? You're drinking crap.
there's different cities, different communities. I know Portland had something, some type of thing like that a while back.
Oh, well, Portland's and, much more with it, and their water, by the way, is cleaner than most. But still, you want a water system. You're delivering a new lid. My son and his wife and their kids, they drink clean, non-fluoridated water. Now, if you drink fluoridated water, it's feminizing. It's going to be an endocrine disruptor. It's a genotoxin. It calcifies the pineal gland and the higher spiritual centers of the brain. It calcifies your arteries. If you drink chlorinated, brominated water, it's going to calcify your arteries. Is that a good thing or bad thing? Answer, you have 3 seconds to answer. It's hard to believe that people think it's okay. Oh, I got bottled water at the grocery store. It was good. It tasted okay. I'm thinking, not necessarily. It might be tap water. It might be partially filtered by some system. There's a poor quality RO membrane. It doesn't have all these multi-stage systems. Or I got XYZ system, and it was really expensive, so it must be good. I'm thinking, not. Or they take regular water, and they alkalinize it. That really drives me crazy. I said, you missed that class in chemistry or never went to it, that when you move a toxin toward its pKa, which is its maximum ionic state, you absorb millions of times more of it than at a standard pH.
It just always baffles me, Dr. Bill, people who consider themselves health conscious and they haven't dealt with this primary ingredient of their life called their water.
Well, let's call it health unconscious.
Unconscious. And yeah, and the nice thing is, it's a simple solution. It's something that is not very expensive. Maybe a little capital outlay to begin with, but after that, it's very cheap, easy maintain.
Filters are very inexpensive. You have a whole house system. You have a tackle box system, a Bev 200. You've got a Bev 100, which my son has in Portland, and my second son here has an apartment in Oceanside. You have a Bev 300. I have two of them, one in our kitchen and one in our laundry room, so it services our other fridge. We have two fridges, I believe, in backup. You have a Bev 500's automated flushing system. The whole system is easy to service, not compared to Culligan or any of these other systems. It's a 22-inch long cylinder. Easy to pop off. Three of the different cylinders will actually, and you can customize them for the particular water toxins you have in your environment, whether it's, industrial runoff or pesticides or other things.
Hey, and Dr. Bill, we know how easy it is that even you can do it.
Right. Oh, yeah, I've done it for years. I got lazy last year or so where I had my plumber guy pop it off, but I did it for half a decade or more.
Sure.
Myself, or more than that. I did it for a decade, pulling these systems off and doing it myself. Now my plumber comes in and he does it probably twice as fast as me because he's a plumber. But any non-plumber, 5 thumbs kind of in each hand kind of person can do it.
Yeah, you just have to be a little bit handy. That's what I tell people. If you're even a little bit handy, this is pretty simple.
I learned a few tools. One is you want that little wrench that actually pops the thing off. So you stick the wrench up. And then if you're turning it the right way, it'll pop off once you turn your water off, and you drain the tank. And then you simply have a bowl below it, grab the things, pop the new filter on after you wash your cylinder, that hold a little plastic clear or plastic holder, and pop it on, that's it. Then you turn your valves on and let it flush. You run the water through and throw the first batch out, and then you're all set. Your water is like cleaner than a whistle. And I can't tell people people say, well, you mean 5 years from now I may not get breast cancer? Yeah, maybe 5 years from now you may not get multiple sclerosis or some weird infection because your immune system is suppressed that you're going to pick up a pandemic virus or a stealth infection or Zika virus or whatever. Because remember, it's your overall health that determines whether or not you get a new disease. And the biotoxins you build up over days, weeks, months, and years of drinking bad water are going to get you. Now, what I do is I take my water, and my big jug here is a Aladdin glass, 32 ounces, and I put SodaStream, sugar-free, and by the way, not aspartame or Splenda, which is chlorinated sugar. It's just, a flavoring only, and my jug, and that's what I have. And if I want to add some electrolytes, I put Sports Energy Light in there, and Brain Mag, that's what I do during the day, and maybe a little tiny bit of Calm Mind because I'm a little hyper. But beyond that, there's nothing like clean filtered water. And when we give it to people, say, wow, I never tasted water like that before. That's because you never had water like that before.
And one of the greatest things, I get a lot of people who call me and they've had a system for a little while and they say, you know what? The most interesting thing is my kids don't crave soda anymore. They want to drink pure water. They are not...
That's right.
So it actually, when you start drinking it, it changes, I think your body changes and adapts to, when it starts to know that something's really good for it, your body starts to say, give me more.
Right, the other thing you'll notice too is, you won't overdrink water, you drink what you need. Now, some people, you think of just drinking tons of water is good. I don't think that's necessarily the case. Your body has a normal mechanism for determining how much water you want. If you got toxins in the water, it's going to screw up that normal, we call thirst control mechanism in your body. Stay right there. We got another quick segment. Again, you save 10% if you use the code NutriMed, N-U-T-R-I-M-E-D, NutriMed. We'll be back in just a moment. And again, Pure Water Systems is my system. It should be yours. If it isn't, order it now. Stay healthy. Don't get health problems by building up your total body biotoxin level. And don't second-guess Dr. Bell, for God's sake.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
Bob, when we're talking about the systems again, we have the Bev 100 countertop, Bev 200 tackle box, Bev 300 under the counter, 5-gallon reserve tank, the whole host system, and the Bev 500, which just launched, which is an automated flushing system. If you just go to, say, Google News or some other news service, Yahoo, and you want to look at toxic water, okay, bottled water, and just do that search engine, you find... this is invisible toxic chemicals have been discovered in drinking water. That doesn't matter. You matter drinking water we cook with. And I'm just looking at the news items. I pulled this up in like a few seconds. Politics keeps water toxic across. This is by the Balkans. Okay. pioneer records professor invents recycling plastic lumber. Now, a lot of the, by the way, these recycling and these chemicals and so on are ending up in our hydrological cycle. Watchdog, Natural Resources Defense Council, perpetrates toxic coal ash. Now, this is getting into the water supply back east where they have coal ash. Out west here, nuclear plants, by the way, within a radius of 120 miles, roughly, you can find thorium, strontium, tritium, and other isotopes. If you actually measure them in the water, you'll actually find them. And you can pull these things out if you're using a proper water system. So, Bob, a lot of people aren't aware that the only systems that will present lab-grade water that's now alkalized with 9 to 18 parts per million is pure water system water. That's inexpensive, easy to service. You don't need to get a special person to do so. So tell us more about that. Okay, cool. So he probably thought he was a guy. Maybe, well, we only have another minute or so, so it doesn't matter. Well, I'll just continue. We only have two more minutes left here. So what I think that we should realize is that, you know, when we look at this, drinking water may not be safe for you. For example, there's one here called the Dan River, but coal ash pits, okay, that's one area. Invisible toxic chemicals, this is from the June 15th from Colorado Springs, the Gazette. I'm just going to pull this up so people get an idea. Drinking water in security fountain in wide field areas contaminated with toxic chemicals found above EPA limits. Now, EPA is not your best friend. The EPA continues to raise levels. For example, under the Obama administration, they raised the level for toxic radioisotopes in the environment and water by 300%, believe it or not. So, toxic chemicals are contaminating drinking water. 80,000 people south of Colorado Springs, one of 63 nations nationwide where chemicals widely used to fight petrochemical fires have been measured at levels the EPA deems dangerous. Now, remember, that's only what they deem dangerous. They only look at maybe 50 chemicals out of 10,800. And then when they talk about perfluorinated chemicals that are used as fire retardants, for example, or they're looking at military airfields and the kind of chemicals that are used on military airfields, you have to understand that they're looking at a tiny fraction of what really is toxic out there. If you go to parts of the country that do total recycling, you're looking at toxic chemicals, including birth control pills, cardiac drugs, doping agents, petrochemicals, nanoparticles, all kinds of radiotoxins that are back in the water supply that are incredibly dangerous. So get a pure water system, use the code NutriMed and save 10%. Start today to have clean filtered water, and don't have someone look over the top of their glasses 5 or 10 years from now saying, "I'm sorry, you have this terminal illness because you," and they won't say it, "because you drank bad water," but it's a contributing factor to major illnesses that you may not directly connect to it, like infections, cancer, and heart disease and dementia.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.